everyone. My name is Jing, and I'm from UC Riverside. I just want to ask the audience a quick question at first. Has anybody used the Hydra software before? Can you raise a hand? Yay! So, yeah, it's more than I expected. So, yeah. So, Hydra software, it's made me more excited to present this topic. So Hydra software is the software to simulate the water flow and transport processes in the subsurface. And my title is asking, can Hydra software simulate the overland flow and transport processes? So obviously, the answer is yes. So I've been working with Dr. Bradford and Dr. Yurka Simnik for the last 3 years and to mainly develop the models to simulate the not only equilibrium and non-equilibrium overland flow and transport processes. And the models are built in the existing Hydra's code that the Hydra software is now able to simulate the overland flow and transport processes. So just want to briefly introduce how we develop the non-equilibrium models. We know that the existing non-equilibrium subsurface models, including dual porosity model, dual permeability model, dual permeability with mobile immobile model. So we actually adapted the same concept to the surface flow and transport processes that we resulting as well as the uniform flow model and the horizontal and vertical mobile immobile model, active passive region model, and to the complex combined active passive region and horizontal or vertical model. So these models are going to be efficient tool to simulate the non-equilibrium features that is resulting by the surface immobile zones like surface dead zone and depression storage and or the random field, the non-equilibrium flow caused by the non-random field roughness. So just want to show the figure that you can see that the classical model is not able to accurately simulate the observed outflow hydrograph. The results reproduced by the non-equilibrium flow models that is having non-equilibrium features like multiple peaks and the prolonged tailings. So we are expecting these models can be an efficient tool to accurately and realistically to model the natural flow and transport processes. So just for wrapping up, the main features of our developed Hydra's overland flow model is using a well-designed Hydra's graphic user interface for pre- and post-processing, and as well as an option for inverse parameter optimization. It is a really powerful function. And it can be an efficient or accurate physically-based modeling of non-equilibrium flow and transport processes. In the end, it allows the consideration of the transport and fate of many different solutes. Unlike the existing overland flow and transport models, they're only considered non-absorbing tracers. So we can consider the many reactions like retardation and kinetic attachment detachment or the desorption in the models. So I'm showing these figures for the some test examples of the model. But if you want to see the details, please come to see my poster at 311. Thank you for your attention.
Any questions?
Yeah.
So you can simulate the storage of applying the norm, for example, based on a previous talk?
Yes. You can do that. Like, yeah. It also can simulate the pesticide and microbes and other like a lot of reactive solutes with the storage. Yeah.
Storage of water on the surface.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So can these models simulate the erosion
process? It's not soil erosion. It doesn't include the soil erosion yet, but yeah, you can consider to add it. Thank you.
Thank you.